the athletic field fee schedule to add a per field fee to the schedule.
Okay, I want to address the one comment before we get into further discussion. The reason there is a difference in the large diamonds and the T-ball and the other one is there's a different complexity in those two fields. The larger fields of fence have different infields where the T-ball and the other thing are smaller and require less maneuvering of equipment and whatever to get in and out of there. So the ground crew felt those could be done faster and easier than the other two fields. That's why there's a $5 difference.
It's also impact, right? I mean, small kids are...
Yeah.
So...
what's that?
Is your microphone?
It should be.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I mean, I can hear you before.
That's why we went with the different for those two is the complexity of the care of the field.
So, Jim, Brett, what, down on Village, why have we got the baseball area listed? Is that just at the old baseball field location?
There's a
that could be a smaller area?
Yep, there's a backstop.
So we're just trying to identify a space.
Yeah, there's been some discussion about teams wanting to use that either for softball or baseball as a practice area. So if they wanted to reserve a time to practice, we set a fee for that. It's, again, a lot easier than the typical fields because it's basically a backstop with some markings. So
there's it's all dirt infield, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all grass right now.
Yeah.
Is it grass now?
Because
I know one time I thought it was dirt.
Yeah.
It was dirt. They changed the grass.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So we're just cutting that as though it's a
normal
open field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody have any further comments or questions? I believe that we can forego the public comment period on this agenda item because we've already had public comment already addressed in the open meeting. So next item on the agenda is discussion and possible approval of the modification of the athletic field fee schedule to add a per field fee to the schedule. Any further discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So I propose that I put forth a proposal that we approve the per field rental rate as currently shown. And this is for all individuals, teams outside of the regular league schedules, and irregardless of whether they're Stansbury or Grantsville or Twiller or whatever. So I would say my proposal is that we approve what we've got there or what's presented.
I'll second it.
We had a motion by John and a second by Kyle. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is we will need a motion to enter into closed session to discuss personnel, pending or threatening litigation, or property acquisition.
Do you have reason to go into closed session? Which one of those or all of them?
Both.
Personnel.
All three, actually, yeah.
Oh, exciting.
It's
night.
A trifecta, yes.
All right. I'll make that motion. So I move to going to closed session to discuss personnel, pending litigation, and property acquisition.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Cassandra, a second by Kyle. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Two.